I speak to you humbly in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Friends, brothers and sisters, I honestly think that this day, this glorious celebration of All Saints and All Souls, is a Sunday that almost doesn't need a sermon. I half-heartedly made this point to Bob earlier, but he didn't buy it. In all seriousness, there is so much here already. The air is thick with these names, the great saints and martyrs of the church that were so beautifully chanted. Our memories of loved ones when we say their names in just a few minutes, the rich liturgy and music, it's all here. Perhaps what is necessary then, and what I will offer, is just a few words on how we might think about this wondrous community of saints that we celebrate today. This communion of saints that we are living members of ourselves. Remember, the community of saints that we highlight today is not just those that have gone before us, it is us. We are members now, and will continue to be members when we die. This community is, after all, a continuum of the bravest, strongest, most lovingly powerful army in the world, God's army. And you and I are marching together in that army. As I was trying to come up with a metaphor for the communion of saints, a symbol or a sign, a way that might capture the meaning of what we're doing today, I reread a sermon by Frank Wade, longtime rector of St. Albans in D.C., and I know Bob knows him well from his time as interim dean at the National Cathedral. Frank Wade is a marvelous preacher, and in one of his All Saints sermons, he noted that God has given us two special gifts that make our participation in this festival day possible. These two gifts are memory and hope. You see, today is really all about making connections. How do we connect all that is floating around in this sanctuary air with our lives? Well, if we can make the connection between the past, the present, and the future, we're well on our way. And I think that Frank Wade is right. We know this connection through memory and hope because these gifts allow us to recall the past and anticipate the future while sitting snugly in the present. Memory is a powerful thing in connecting us to the past. Think for a moment about someone you love who has died. Notice I said someone you love, not loved. Our loving doesn't cease when someone dear to us dies, does it? We continue to love them. And we are able to do that because love is God's primary gift, and it is endless. But the gift of memory is what allows us to recall those dear ones, to hold them fast in our hearts. We remember and are inspired by them, even as we lift up the recognizable names of the saints and martyrs of the church. These famous names belong to our corporate memory, not limited to our own personal private remembering. Think about how powerful it is that all these people, people that we have never touched, can touch us today. As a woman, I am incredibly inspired that I am marching in an army that includes not only my grandmother, but Mary, the Blessed Mother of Jesus, and Joan of Arc, and Mother Teresa. This is the remarkable understanding of how our faith works and what we acknowledge today. It is through the second gift of hope that we have not only the privilege of recalling those that have gone before us, but the anticipation of being remembered in some future day along with them. At risk of stating the obvious, eventually, we will all die. Frank Wade wrote these words about death in his All Saints sermon. We will all be together after death. I cannot prove it, but I cannot shake it either. That hope of reunion with one another and God springs from the promises of God in Scripture, most pointedly in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but also from our own gut instincts. If you were to ask me after church today what I thought heaven was, I honestly probably couldn't give you an answer. But what I could tell you is that I have a certainty that when we die, we will be together with those we love. I don't know how, but the fact that it's beyond me does not mean that it's beyond God. Whatever this certainty, this instinct that we have about life after death, it is stamped in our hearts by God. This has to be hope in its purest, rawest form. Frank Wade continues with sentiments that I echo. I do not want to die. I don't want to experience the pain and loss of death. But I can tell you that I'm kind of keen for the reunion. No, I do not want to die, but I am kind of excited about being dead. It is hope that allows us to think like that. So where are we? We have air thick with the communion of saints, connections to the past, the present, and the future that memory and hope allow us to make. But I'm still left searching for that sign, that symbol that might be able to bring everything that happens today together. And I finally found that symbol in the most obvious of places, right under my nose. This. And this. And this. Here, then, is our symbol, our metaphor, our anchor for this day and all of our days. This magnificent, triumphant, complex cross. Have you ever stopped to wonder that we are the only religion that memorializes the instrument of the torture and death of its God and Savior? We are particularly familiar with this paradox of the cross because of the name of our parish, Holy Cross. Well, this morning I'm suggesting that the cross can take on yet another layer of meaning in our lives. Let's think of the horizontal beam of the cross as representing the gift of memory, that which connects us to those that have gone before us in the past, those whose names we read today. This beam, though, can also connect us to those that we are here with right now, our present community, our families, our friends, our neighbors, those we are marching with in this life, in this time. Finally, the horizontal beam can connect us to those who will come after us. One day, our names will be printed in a bulletin, read on All Saints Sunday in some church. Maybe your name will be read aloud in this church, the Church of the Holy Cross. Regardless, the memory of us, our lives, will support future worshipers, just as the memories of our dead loved ones inspire us today. Now, the vertical beam of the cross suggests our hope for unity with God. This is the gift of hope that we are given by God through Jesus Christ, that we will be united in death with those we love and with God. The vertical beam is the hope of things present and the things to come. It allows us to survive the grief and sorrow that accompanies death. It is the beam that connects heaven and earth, that which points us to God. When these beams intersect, when memory and hope unite, we recognize that life in Christ, being a soldier marching in God's army, being a member of the communion of saints, that is a life fully lived, no matter how long or how short that life might be. Therefore, brothers and sisters, onward, Christian soldiers. Yes, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Thanks be to God for this most amazing day. Amen.